Welcome to the Roundtable Podcast, a ministry of Westside Church that seeks to help those who have questions of Jesus, His church, and the call to follow Him.
I want to welcome you to another edition of the Roundtable Podcast. My name is Norm Funk. I'm the planter and the senior pastor. My title has changed, senior pastor of Westside Church. Joining me at the table today is someone that for someone that they already know, but for some you may not. Matt Glezos, welcome to the table, Matt. Good to have you.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Matt's a guy I've known for a long time. Matt served at Westside for, I want to say 5 years. Is that right?
5 years, yep.
5 years as a family ministry guy.
Family ministry director. Yep.
But I've known Matt since he was in high school. Matt was, I think, in grade 12 when I started at Willingdon as the youth pastor. So that's going back to like 1995. Yep. Five, right? Were you in grade 12 in 95?
Yeah, grade 12. I remember you coming in to give your candidating address to the youth.
Here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about going somewhere to be the youth pastor somewhere, the grade 12 students hate you when you come in because they love their old youth guy.
Yeah.
And this new guy, they always think the new guy fired the old guy. So Matt was one of those guys. He was very hard on me for that first year.
And justifiably so, I think. Everyone.
Very unkind to me.
In light of history, I think we agree.
Yeah. So I've known Matt since that time. And then, well, give us your bio, and then we'll kind of lead into why you're here and the exciting announcement that we have to give, but kind of lay it out. So, 95, you're going to school at, like, what, Port Moody Senior Secondary?
Yeah, Port Moody Senior Secondary. Willingdon Church in Burnaby is really, that was my first church ever. Didn't grow up as part of a church, and my neighbor went to that youth group. Kevin Crothers was a youth pastor at the time when I was mid-teens, and that was my first invitation to church and came to Christ through the ministry there.
How old are you when you came to Christ? It was later on, right?
About 13, okay. 14. Yeah, it was, early teens. And then through my teen years, I attended, was part of Willingdon with the Jones family, lived next door to me. Every Sunday we'd go there, so we got involved in youth ministry. I had first heard the gospel at Timberline Ranch, and even before that, as a child, one of the neighbors on my street had invited us to sort of an after-school Bible study. I barely remember it, but they were praying for me. And so you see the fruit of God's just providential work, and people in the neighborhood where I grew up just, loving me and inviting me. And so Willingdon was first experience as part of a church, and then first, ministry experience, because we ended up working together. I started working with the children's ministry at Willingdon, and through that got a taste of ministry, worked there all through my undergrad, and thought I would be a teacher.
Where did you do your undergrad? SFU, right?
No, Trinity Western.
Okay.
English and philosophy, the two most employable majors.
Absolutely.
Got them both under my belt. Man. So there's really every...
That doesn't guarantee you, Starbucks employment thereafter.
Option available to me. And then thought I'd be a teacher and ended up teaching. So after we worked together, I think for the first time at Willingdon, you were still in youth. I was helping out in kids ministry. And then I left and taught in the Coquitlam School District for about 4 years. I ended up teaching elementary. French immersion elementary. Yeah. That was my skill set and easy to get a job in that way. And that was what I got my master's at SFU thinking I'm going to be a principal.
SFU. Got your master's at SFU.
That's right. Okay. By that point had been married for a few years and had James, our first. And so that was what we thought and was still involved at Willingdon. Thought that's what God had for us. And then during the summers, started to get more back involved with Willingdon in doing summer camps because looking for a job in the summer. And after the second year, it was Dawn, my wife, who said, I think this is what we're supposed to be doing full time. And so that fall was a process of I sort of thought, no, we're helping out on the weekends, we're part of a church, but love teaching,
right?
But increasingly felt the weight of God and just saying, no, I think this is what we're supposed to do. So left teaching and came on staff at Willingdon again in children's ministry.
Right.
And worked there for 4 years, which was a great process.
From when to when? What years?
Yeah, when was that? That was about 2006. Man, I can't remember. We got married in 2001 and taught for 5 years. So about 2005, probably around there.
Yeah.
And really it was a good process to go away from the church. There was some maturing that needed to happen in myself and as an individual in our marriage. And then coming back, we really felt this was the beginning of we didn't know what, but just was excited about teaching the Word of God to kids. That was the thing that fired me up the most was writing curriculum, having the children of the church come to know Jesus more. And then as we began to have kids, felt an increasing burden for the families because started to realize people like myself who hadn't seen a biblical family at home didn't quite know what that was. And as I started to read and really get a vision for that based on what God has in his word, started to address families, right? Things to help families at home, do devotions at home, and saw the fruitfulness of really having a mom and dad who know what it means to love the Lord, follow him, and then disciple their children.
Yeah.
And that led me to a passion, for family ministry.
Got passion for family. You got five boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
five
right.
Five boys. Do you know their names, all five?
At any given time, I never know their birthdays, but yeah, we got James, he was grade 7, Ben grade 5, Caleb grade 3, Silas grade 2, and then Thomas is bringing up the rear, he's 3 years old.
Nice Bible names, man.
Yeah, all, that's right.
Yeah, very good.
Bible. Well, James, he's named after my dad, because we're Greek, and the Greek tradition, you always have to name the firstborn son after your... So it just goes Matthew, James, all the way down our...
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So five boys, married to Dawn since, you said, 2001.
Yeah.
Worked at Willingdon until 2010, 11?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then joined our staff here where you, like we said earlier, oversaw family ministries, marriage prep, kids ministries, just everything. Mm-hmm. And then in that process, God, and I don't think it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would say, there was a bit of a small sense, even when you joined our team, but really God affirming what is now leading to this time and this season of your life. So talk about kind of all that and sort of what God is doing and how this works with us and all this stuff. And
they're really coming here. There was no inkling. We didn't have a call to planting at all. In fact, it was an awakening when we came here. Westside was planting the North Shore campus.
Right.
And by God's providence, we decided to go and be part of that and then still oversee family ministry for both. And so as we were part of that plant team, I remember Don and I in some of those first meetings saying, oh, we're actually planting a church here. Like this is, and so it was a great season. And in that first year of us moving to the North Shore, being part of just the ministry there with James Bonney, seeing him lead, being part of the beginning stages of a core team, through that, maybe 8, whatever months in, that's when the kindling starts, sort of saying, hey, I wonder if this is something for us in the future.
So let me stop you.
Yeah.
Because for people listening, what we're talking about this next season is God calling you to plant a new thing.
Yes.
And we being involved in that. We'll talk about that more, but just want to
make
clear. So just this sense of God calling you, calling your wife to the planting of a new ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In the Tri-Cities.
Okay.
Yeah, so back home.
So why there? Tell us about that journey a little bit.
Whenever I started to discern, at whatever point that started to weigh on my heart, there was really no other option. I just have always felt at home in the Tri-Cities. As we began to see the fruitfulness of being a church where you live on the North Shore, being there, just my heart for the Tri-Cities grew, and we felt drawn back there more and more. And so by God's grace, had a house there that we were renting out while we were over here, part of Westside. And so the vision of going back there and also knowing, not having gone to church as a child, I didn't really have any— experience in the Tri-Cities, sort of in church culture, but just knowing people there and knowing that there just were not that many places where you could go and sit and have the Word of God opened and have the gospel preached. And so part of our discernment process was going back, visiting churches, and there's some good ministries going on there,
sure.
but also noticing that, I mean, like everywhere, it's booming, it's growing, and there's a need for a place where people can come together and really a calling together of those who live there and say, you know, you may be traveling for whatever reason, you may be going elsewhere, but man, what would happen if we, again, another instance, there are other good ones, but another instance of God's people gathering together and saying, we're here for a reason. There are people around us who are lost. They have everything the world has to offer. I mean, Port Moody, Port Coquitlam, beautiful places to live, mm-hmm. like so many places in the Lower Mainland, great amenities, great rec centers, great, I mean, the culture, it's wonderful. And yet, there's either a brokenness in each individual. There's something more that's why we love being there. We want this sense of peaceful living, and yet we don't have it on our own. And right. there's still hurt. There's still a lostness. And my heart was for all my neighbors, for all those people to come together and say, man, we have a message of good news and we want to proclaim it. So
the big news announcement that is already started going and getting out there is that Tri-City Church mm-hmm. will be launching by God's grace in September of 2017.
Right.
But there is a uniqueness to this
yeah.
work that
yeah.
is being talked about, because it's not simply going to be a campus of Westside Church. It's actually going to be a campus partnered with mm-hmm. two other churches, the partnership of Westside with Northview
yep.
Church in Abbotsford and Crossridge Church in Cloverdale, where you're apprenticing right now.
That's right. Yeah. Francois. It's great ministry.
I mean, let's talk about that journey yeah. a little bit, because yeah. it is, I mean, I've heard of churches that have supported one another in planting a standalone. That makes sense. So yep. one church goes, yeah, we'll give you some cash or give you some, mm-hmm. you know, some people, or this is a different deal. So
yeah.
maybe let's just kind of take it step by step. Where, because we have a location. So
we
maybe
talk
about that a little bit.
Yeah. There's a building in Port Coquitlam, formerly Hyde Creek Church. They've been meeting there, for the past 6 or 7 years. Unfortunately had closed their doors, but really had a heart. They wanted this to still be a church. And so it approached the Embry Conference and said, we're looking for someone. We want there still to be a vibrant church here. And so that's the building. And Northview that's how part of the story came together. They'd heard about this, and their eldership said, you know, we wonder if this is something that we're being called to. They had planted Mission Campus, I forget, a couple years earlier. Mm-hmm. It's going well. They had a heart for multiplication. They were looking to the Lord saying, what's next? And this came along a little bit far, but they really felt, man, this seems like a place where we want there to be a vibrant ministry here. And so they started pursuing that. And in that process, we're looking for a guy to lead it, to be the man on the ground there. And my name came up, and that was sort of how the connection started. They gave me a call, and we started talking, and it was out of the blue. And in that moment, I think I, you know, contacted you shortly thereafter and said, man, this is cool, but I wonder if there's something more going on here.
Yeah.
And so you tell me, because then you started getting involved, you and the Westside Elders, and how did that happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, even to go back, I would say about a year, year and a half ago, the MB Conference Hyde Creek leadership at that time approached us mm-hmm. about purchasing the building.
Yep.
Part of that coming out of the fact that we were already kind of in discussion about the whole idea of doing something in Coquitlam. Mm-hmm. We had, at that time, you were sort of
trying to figure things out,
just sensing what God was doing in your life. We also had Josh Duell, a part of our team. He feeling a sense of planting. We've had, you know, we still have people that live there, do ministry there. You know, BJ, who was a lay apprentice,
yep.
is involved in ministry there. We support a ministry there called God Rock that he helps out.
Yeah,
and
great.
So we're going, man, what is going on? You know, is God doing something, orchestrating something? And so we started kicking it around a little bit and considered purchasing the building off mm-hmm. Hyde Creek. And really sought God's face, direction, leading, prayed, fasted, and we never felt released as a ministry to do it.
Yeah, amazing.
And so we really, we put it, you know, we tabled it for a while. I went away on sabbatical. I mean, fast forward about a year, you had left here. You started your apprenticeship at Crossridge with C2C, the church planting network that we're very involved with. And then I got back from my my sabbatical, heard that Northview purchased this building that we at one point had a chance to get, and went, well, that seems good.
Yeah.
I like Northview. I like the guys. I like Jeff, who's the lead guy there. I like Steve Weens, who's their exec guy there. We've done some things already with them in the past with conferences and so forth. I like Northview. I'm excited that they're doing something. Yet at the same time, feeling like, but I still want to plant something.
Yeah.
And feeling like, hey, God, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are all of these things that are happening with us as a ministry, the people that we have here, is that just merely coincidental?
Yeah.
Why have you put a burden on our heart in regards to hearts, collective hearts, for this area? Why are these people here? What's going on? And but at the same time, feeling, look, if Northview's going in there, and at that time they already began the discussions with you, I'm going, well, maybe that's our role.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nothing more than just applauding, and we had a good time with Matt. And yet I never felt at total peace in that. And so because we still want to plant things.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do campuses and plants, and we're looking around the Lower Mainland and we're going, man, there's such need out there. And so I met with Steve and Jeff from Northview. This is going back to early fall, October perhaps. And I met with them and I said, you know, I'm glad that you guys are doing this. Just so you know, I'm still committed to planting something. And we started talking about different places. Mm-hmm. And I would still like to consider Matt for something that we're doing. And I just want to be totally transparent with you. Yeah. And it was at that meeting where I still remember Jeff looking right across the table from me and going, we want to partner with you guys.
Yeah.
And oh man, and it was all of a sudden a meeting went from one direction to another direction, and there's even more a part of, you know, this journey, because about a year or so ago, you know, in this kind of timetable and looking in Coquitlam and just considering the layout of what's going on in the city, where I had a meeting with a number of churches, including Crossridge and Northview and Christ City and some other churches, going, hey, look, we're very like-minded and we love you, and we're on the same wavelength. We have the same commitment. And in that meeting, just talking about, let's just keep talking with one another. Let's just, maybe we can share, you know, whatever resources we have, and I'm not just talking about financial, but just, you know, just encouragement and training and coaching. Nothing really came out of that meeting, except when you fast forward to that meeting that I had just in October with Jeff and Steve, Jeff brought that up and said, no, we want to partner. We want to partner with you. We'd like to, look, we have a building and we have maybe a few people, but you have done this before.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've planted, you've done campus life, you know Coquitlam better than we do. We have some people that perhaps will be a part of this, but we think we have things that we can learn from you in regards, and you to us. We have some things that we can bring to the table. And that, at that meeting, began the discussion of, is it possible to partner with a number of churches to do an actual campus, where the campus will be a campus of Northview and Westside and Crossridge, because Crossridge then joined it because you're apprenticing there. So that's October. That's only like 3 months ago.
Oh, it's amazing.
And
that's why I think the neat thing about this story was the we need each other in this. Crossridge has people. We have a community group with people from the Tri-Cities that are part of Crossridge. There's Westsiders that are there. Northview has this building led by Faith, saying we want to do something, but we all know a church is a building is not a church. And so in that meeting, I mean, what was the sense in your heart? Like, because you came in sort of thinking, hey, I just want to let you guys know what's going on, but then came out.
Oh man. Well, I came in there into that meeting and just to kind of set the stage, I mean, it was me and Matt Menzel. We meet with Steve and Jeff. We go down to Fort Langley. We're meeting in a coffee shop. And I'm, like I said, I'm just ready to have this very open dialogue saying, look, I feel a call as a ministry and as a part of this ministry to continue to plant. And I want to do that. And I'm excited that you guys are doing this, but I don't feel like my dialogue and discussion with Matt is over, because we even talk about, you think about, and I'm trying to fill in the gaps for people, and I know it's somewhat confusing maybe if they're listening, but before I went on sabbatical, we have a discussion. You're over at Cross Ridge, and I'm going, Matt, I'm going away for 4 months, but when I come back, let's keep on dialoguing, because I'm excited for what lays ahead, and let's just keep, you know, let's keep the conversation going. Then I come back and going, well, you're in dialogue with Northview, and I'm saying to these guys when I meet with them at Fort Langley,
let's be honest, you were hurt.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, God, what are you doing? What's happening? And so I have that meeting going, I'm ready to have perhaps a bit of a tension-filled meeting of, I still feel that we need to do something, and I still want to be in conversation with Matt, but you guys are doing something here, and you're in conversation with Matt, and like I said a couple of minutes ago, that's when Jeff just said, well, we want to partner with you guys, and there was such grace and peace, you could just feel it, and I'm going, you have a building, you've purchased this building, how does this work? And just their humility, it was, we have a building, but we don't know this, and we don't know that, and we think we can offer this, and we just want to see, the planting of a church here, and why wouldn't we come together? We are like-minded, and the great thing about that conversation was, and why can't this just be the first of many efforts?
Right.
And man, I want to tell you, it's, unless you were there, it's hard to explain the peace and again, the grace and just this, the spirits resting, because in those times, if anybody has, the tendency to get territorial, it will be in those types of meetings, and it wasn't that. It was, no, let's do this, and let's bring Cross Ridge, and you've got, I mean, talk about different ministries. You've got Northview, which is, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people. They're out in the valley. You've got Cross Ridge, which is a newer ministry. They're in Cloverdale, and then and then there's us downtown, very different in a lot of ways, but like-minded in the important aspects of church life.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man.
And what struck me when you talked about it after it, it seemed like such a natural thing, meaning why wouldn't we do this? These pieces, there are only reasons of pride or other reasons that have nothing to do with what we see in scripture in terms of the going out and what's it going to take? Who can we work with? Are we in agreement about the big things? Yeah, then let's go forward. Have you got something that could, it makes sense. And yet, so why do you think it's so, why is it such a surprise? Because we've talked about the story a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is it such a difficult thing or a surprising thing or something that people even now would say, man, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, the responses that I've had with people a lot has been very, very positive, over these last few weeks. I wouldn't say there's people that have been negative, out and out negative. There have been people that have been suspicious, maybe doubtful, thinking, and if you really think about it, it's quite ironic because it's come out of the idea of, well, there's no way three churches can work together. And if you think about it, it's a sad statement.
Right. Evidence, all evidence is in, that's true.
But if you think about it, and I've used this illustration, I used it in our meeting yesterday. We had a leadership meeting yesterday in this, in this work and those guys. And I said, well, isn't that what a denomination is? A denomination is partner churches coming together.
Yeah.
But I think most people's experience or feelings in regards to denominational work is that it doesn't work, that not all the churches are in agreement. I shouldn't say most, but that is a tendency that people have or a thinking or ideas that people have. But in discussion, that's been really the the pushback is, well, there's no way you can bring a group of churches together to start something new because it's assumed personalities will get in the way, you know, pride will get in the way, disagreement will get in the way. I mean, churches by themselves have disagreements. You bring three churches.
Right.
So, and so I get it. I'm not naive to that. Yet at the same time, the reason why I like this, Matt, is because, yes, the shared resources, and when I, again, when I talk about resources, I'm not talking just building or money. I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about training. I'm talking about encouragement and support, all of that. I'm talking about
and people. Yeah.
I'm talking about all those resources coming together. That by itself is a beautiful thing, and I think only strengthens the possibilities going forward. An additional reason why I like this idea is because it does demand such a humility and a laying down of certain things for those that are coming together. So whether it's the very practical aspect of what Northview is doing, going, look, we have a building, and we would like for you to have an opportunity to use it in this partnered effort, whether it's something so great as that, and laying down that without any strings attached.
Yeah.
You know, not going, well, you know,
as long as there's a few things we got to see happen, you can use
our building. You know, it's not that. It's a humility there. But it's also when you come to a room with other leaders going, if I'm not, and we just talked about this before the podcast, if I'm not the point person on this, then I'm really not happy. No, that can't be the case either. It's, it's like, no, there's something bigger at hand here. There's a coming together. And so I'm going to walk in humility and trust. I'm going to lay aside certain things, certainly for the greater cause. And that to me, that's Christ-likeness. That's that's spirit-filled living. And so why wouldn't we want to pursue that, understanding that there's going to be some growing pains, right? Because, I mean, look, you bring even a good marriage together. There's differences on, you know, the color of the paint or, you know, what TV show you're going to watch or where should we go on holidays. You bring a bunch of leaders together from, you're going to have those too. But again, I like the aspect of, no, okay, now, be Jesus here. Be Christ-like here, and lay that stuff aside for the, again, the sake of something new, you know, in the gospel, in the Tri-City. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I think given the size of Northview and Westside, there, it would be so easy in a sense for you and for, you know, for you to say, great, go do your thing. We're going to do our thing because that's easier. And we have, you know, from an earthly standpoint, we have the resources. Northview has, we don't, in that sense, need each other. And yet we need each other because even the personal growth, the sanctification of you as an individual, of the leaders, what better way is there than to come and say, we're going to put ourselves in a position for the kingdom where we have to humble ourselves. We it's going to be harder, but better. And I think that's the beautiful thing is it's a road that it is going to be harder in many ways, but better, and I think more fruitful because of it.
Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier in that conversation with Steve and Jeff and Matt Manziel in Fort Langley, you know, the discussion was, and may there be more opportunities. And and there's a commitment level to do that so that this is perhaps just round one.
That'd be great.
And our desire as we look in the Lower Mainland and perhaps even elsewhere is, why not New Westminster? Why not Burnaby? Why not Surrey? Why not this be a model too, and maybe an encouragement for other churches across Canada going, man, could we partner together? And could the church actually just plant churches? And could a church that's maybe 200 or 300, maybe not with a lot of resources, join forces with another church that are like-minded and do a new thing? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're not planting one campus here. In reality, we're planting three, right? We're three churches planting a campus. So all of a sudden, three churches have multiplied all at the same time. So let's talk about, just because of the time restraints on the podcast, let's just talk about some practical aspects. Before I forget, though, there's... because there's a lot of questions I'm sure percolating in people's minds. There's an info meeting, where and when, and what's going to go on there.
Yeah, our first info meeting, January 29th, 5 p.m. It's at the old High
Sunday.
Creek
it's a Sunday.
Building. It's a Sunday evening. If you go to tricitychurch.ca, you will find an information page. It'll tell you everything about it. Basically, we're going to come together. It's a vision night. We're going to have some food. We're going to get to know each other a little bit, but primarily going to tell this story a bit and cast a vision for what this is going to be about, which is a gathering together of those people who are interested in making this happen. So the plant, the church plant itself is going to be next September, but the church is the people. It, you know, a planting of a church is a group of people coming together and saying, we're feeling called to this. We are feeling a burden for the lost in our area. And what a great opportunity it is for me to be part of something maybe closer to my home, maybe right in my community.
Right.
And so that's our call for those who are listening or people you know, for those specifically within the Tri-City area or around. You know, we invite you to come to hear the vision, to ask questions, and then to pray and consider and fast. And then we'll come back together for our first launch team meeting in February and go from there and work towards the planting in September. Of course, there's building renos and other things going on leading up to that. But really, primarily, we're looking to build together as a team for the work that the great, joyful, but it's work. And it's a good work that God has called us to.
So January 29th, 5 o'clock, dinner's going to be served.
Dinner's there. We have childcare. We want the families to come.
Yeah.
I want the kids to know what's going on and to recognize that as a family might be part of this. And so, you know, it'll be a couple hours. We'll have some pulled pork. Northview's putting on a great spread. There'll be, you know, if you have younger kids, there'll be some rooms for there. The older kids, it'll be great to come in.
We're going to hear from you. I'll share a little bit. Jeff Bucknam will share a little bit. Lee Francois will share a little bit and then take questions that people have. And then you're going to call them to pray for the month, consider perhaps what God is doing, calling them to, and then beginning that process up until launch.
Yes.
You had mentioned there's a renovation that's going to be going on at the church. So the church just, so that's going to, you know, take place between, you know, early spring through launch Sunday,
Early
just
summer.
Giving a bit of a facelift to the, to the place. So all that information again on tricitychurch.ca. In terms of, talk about the dynamics of how this is, let's just go ahead, fast forward to September. Talk about that first year. How does it look when there's three different churches coming together to plant this? What's it going to look like? So if a person from, you know, whatever ministry, whether it's Westside or Northview or Crossridge comes, what's it look like? How does that function?
Well, I think, you know, primarily it's about a lot of support, which is the best thing. So me being, you know, campus pastor means that I'll be there and I'll be preaching about half the time. And that's, you know, what we see as God's power and grace is the preached word. And so that's when we come, it's what it's going to be about. But then we have support from preachers like yourself and from the other ministries that are going to be able to come in, follow along with whatever series we're doing, but serve God's people, preach as well. So there'll be some faces and elements from the other churches that people will get to know. And I think that's a good thing. That's a benefit to the ministry. It's helpful for me in terms of my growth. And in addition to that, there's the resourcing of, you know, we're looking to hire part-time kids person, probably part-time worship. So that's something that's possible because of the support. But the desire of really everyone there is that, you know, this is a plant, this is support, but we're looking for those who are called to the Tri-City area. And so even for our staffing, even for, you know, the those that are going to come together and be the leadership team on the ground, we really still are looking for those living in the Tri-City area.
Right.
And so I think it's only going to be a benefit. And as we grow and as God, you know, brings people in, we're hoping by His grace, it'll give us more opportunities in terms of how to better serve the community. So I think it's going to be great. You're going to walk in and we expect a lot of families because it's a family area. There's a school right nearby. And we're really hoping to make a place where people feel comfortable bringing in those they know that, I mean, we need Jesus. We have been saved. If you're a follower of the Lord, you know the grace and peace of Jesus. You're walking in it. We're still struggling, but we want other people to know. And so we're trying to make Jesus known in a compelling way, in a real way. And so the support of the other ministries is just, that's already happening in these other areas. Yeah. So we bring that together.
Yeah. Maybe the last question I asked, so you're just for people, if, they have questions between now mm-hmm. and then, if they go onto the website, I know you're at Crossridge right now yeah. doing your apprenticeship, but you've been given freedom to really give yourself to Absolutely. This effort, and it's going to be busy mm-hmm. and only get busier between now and launch. So if they go on the website and they want to contact or send an email to you,
yeah.
I do ask, if they're already planning on showing up on the 29th, to come and maybe bring their questions so they don't inundate you with things you're going to hit already. Sure. But if they want to get more information, they can Absolutely. In that way too. And I'm sure there's many, many other questions that people have in terms of the form and function of this. From a legal standpoint, people may have some questions. Okay, if you got three churches, but it's this church, and who yeah. answers to who, and what happens here? And we'll answer those questions on the 29th, because it is a hybrid. Mm-hmm. This is a new thing, and so we can have opportunity to speak into that as well. But at the end of the day, and really when you get down to it, exciting new thing where we have yeah. just had this absolutely clear sense of God's hand in this.
Yes.
And I don't know what these next, years ahead are going to look like, not just for Tri-City Church, but like I said, for other opportunities. And our desire is that this group of three grows to be a group of four, five, six, how many churches going, right. Hey, I want to be a part of something like that. I would yeah. love to be a part of something like that. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you consider
a,
that?
Some sort of a consortium.
A consortium,
of some
yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. So yeah. Who knows? That's a whole other discussion. But yeah. But that is our desire. Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, in all seriousness, not that I haven't been serious already, but in all seriousness, it is my passion, and I know it's not mine alone. I know you share it. I know the other guys that are a part of this share it. Other ministries, elder groups share it. If we can do something that sees the church grow and those in the church grow and flourish and have greater and increased opportunity to participate, to learn, to be discipled, to be coached, let's do it.
Yeah.
And if it can happen at a grassroots level from the church, mm-hmm. from the level of the church, the local church, then my goodness, I mean, it's why wouldn't thing. We want to be part of
why
that?
Wouldn't we?
It just makes total sense. So Matt, really excited about that. Those that are listening, excited about this, excited about mm-hmm. you, excited about what's going on. Those that are listening, be praying for Matt and Dawn and their five boys. Pray for Tri-City. Mm-hmm. Pray for just the Spirit of God going before them, working in the hearts and minds of those that perhaps are going to be a part of the launch.
Yes.
There's one Spirit. I keep on saying this. One Spirit working in our lives, not a bunch of little Holy Spirits. One Spirit. So if Matt and Dawn and we are called to this, then I believe that the Holy Spirit is calling other people to this already. So be praying about that. Just, man, lift them up. Especially on the front end, the enemy loves to try to kill and destroy, bringing in wolves, bringing in doubts and fears. And so just pray for them, pray for this. And if you feel like, man, I need to know more, then please join us on the 29th of January.
That's great.
Anything else you want to say?
It's fantastic. Thanks, Norm.
All right. And like I said, tricitychurch.ca. If you want to know more information about Westside, wchurch.ca, and everything else.
That's right. That's good.
You got it? That's All it. Right. Thanks. And we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Roundtable Podcast. For more information about the ministry of Westside Church, go to wchurch.ca.